today on Knucklehead Podcast.
Perseverance doesn't have to be a question mark in your decision making. You can always overcome circumstances, learn how to win, and push beyond what you think you're capable of.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Knucklehead Podcast. Today we are on location here in downtown Austin, the belly of the beast, so to speak. This is ringing in a new year. This is 2018, and I hope everybody out there is having a great time in January. It's freezing cold here in Texas, but don't let that fool you. People are still out there making it happen. So today what we're going to get into is we're going to get into an episode where we talk about a few things. But first and foremost, we're on SoundCloud, okay? So Knucklehead Podcast on SoundCloud. We're on Facebook at Unofficial Knucklehead. We are on Instagram at Knucklehead Podcast. We are on Twitter at Pod Knuckle. So follow us there, download episodes, come back, check us out. We've actually got a few things lined up for this first quarter. Some more guests that are going to be coming on. Some more merchandise that's going to be made available. Some cool shirts. Actually, a couple buddies of mine, they actually added some suggestions. Those suggestions, there's going to be some t-shirts to follow those suggestions. So appreciate the input that everybody had. We're going to talk about perseverance today, right? Perseverance. And we're going to talk about things that people have done, myself included, mistakes that we've made that can sabotage you along the way. We're going to talk about some examples of people who, quite frankly, should have quit. They should have quit a long time ago. They should have quit well before they got to a point where somebody started questioning what their capabilities were. It's amazing how entrepreneurs think, right? It's amazing how people who aren't entrepreneurs think also. There's a point where, you know, you get to a decision-making, like a crossroads, so to speak. And if you're an entrepreneur, you go one way. And if you're not an entrepreneur, you go the complete opposite. And it's amazing just how much more work it takes in order to offset the majority of the people that just decide to go the opposite way, right? And so that's why it's important for us to talk a little bit about perseverance today. So we're gonna dive right in here. So an example that keeps on coming to mind as a mistake that I made was very early on, before actually my current role, we ran a fitness and wellness company here in Austin, right? So I just separated from the Marine Corps. My thought process was the harder you work, the more money you're gonna make. The harder you work, the more organized you are, the more money you're gonna make. Well, that was my first lesson in quality control. It was my first lesson in actually doing things wrong. A lot that actually can help, that actually ended up hurting some things that we were doing. So we did these group fitness classes, and there we were, you know, first thing in the morning. We had actually been going for quite some time. One segment of our business was helping people, you know, they were moving around doing agility drills, and that was kind of the core component of the high intensity interval training portion of what we were doing. And we had a backpedaling portion to one of our drills, and this lady fell over. And you know, and it was right at the end of class, and when she fell over, she tripped over her feet. She was very athletic all in herself, but she still hit the pavement. When she hit the deck, literally it was like in slow motion. I was like, oh no. And so when that happened, that lady actually ended up hurting herself, you know, and she ended up having a broken tailbone. I shouldn't laugh. It was terrible, man. So I remember stopping the class, having a separate people take care of her. Called, you know, her emergency contact information. Took her down over to where she could get to the hospital and get taken care of. But if you think about things, like just from a standpoint of what you would have done in that crossroads that I was talking about, as an entrepreneur and as somebody who's not an entrepreneur, you want to take care of the individual first. But my goodness, what was going through my head was like, oh my gosh, what happens if she sues? What, oh my gosh, what happens if this? Oh my gosh, my insurances and everything was kind of just going through my mind at the time. And it caused this paralysis by analysis that could have really sabotaged our business. you know, had I had not owned the business, had I had been just an employee, what probably would have happened was is I would have come up with excuses as to why it wasn't my fault for that injury, why it wasn't my fault for what took place. And instead, I had to own up 100%. You know what? We started too advanced. We shouldn't have been doing back pedals. We were doing races. You know, it wasn't what we should have been doing at the time. If I was on, you know, as a business owner, I had to own up to that. But how does that tie into perseverance? And what does that even have to do with anything? Well, like I said, at a very early stage in our business, that could have been catastrophic, not only to our young family, but to our young business. We could have had to stop what we were doing, shut up, fold up shop and be done. But in fact, I mean, we continued to do group fitness classes for the next 3 years. As a matter of fact, we took that group fitness format and actually were able to sell that to companies here in Austin as a corporate wellness platform. So my point is when adversity hits you, when things go wrong, when life just gets a little bit difficult, my encouragement for you is to deal with the circumstances, realize what's in front of you, and be honest and just be transparent with what your limitations are, with what your capabilities currently are, and what your goals are, right? And too often, and myself included in this scenario, we end up setting these odd, just ridiculous goals, and we're way out there, and here's what we're gonna get done. But let me tell you something. Unless you're willing to work on the tiny little things, unless you're willing to work on the little components, the hard day in and day out, grinding in and out, unless you're willing to do that, you're not gonna achieve the big success. You're never gonna have that breakthrough, because those breakthroughs only come to those people who are willing to play, you know, connect the dots enough to where they get that breakthrough, right? The overnight success is never an overnight success. You just didn't see the years of work of reading every single night, or the years of work of just falling flat on your face till you figure out what not to do, and therefore the opportunities come at you. So perseverance is a lesson that my generation needs to learn, and the generation that comes back behind me, right? My youngest son, Mason, right now, he just experienced a little bit of adversity. One of his first customers, he's a six-year-old entrepreneur. He's Kidjapreneur on YouTube, so go check him out whenever you get an opportunity. But he had his first set of adversity where his customer had some customers who were buying candy and then feeding that candy to pets in the pet store. I mean, what do you do, right? When your six-year-old son is like, I'm going to put some limitations on who can use my candy machine. And it's like, well, I mean, yeah, that'd probably be a good idea, but let's think about how we can persevere through this set of circumstances. And you come up with a solution for your customer, and you come up with a solution for your family, or you become the solution for your own life, right? So I'm passionate about this. I think people quit too early, or if the adversity or the circumstances start to present some options that are very, very difficult, you can evaluate those things and decide, you know what, I'm going to close that chapter of my life and go start on a new endeavor, okay? Right? There is some people that I used to run around with for a long time. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the amount of success that they've been able to generate in their lifetime. However, they used to talk very, very candidly about people who quit or people who stopped before they got to their goal. And what always irritated me was I felt like that was a subtle form of manipulation, right? So what does that have to do with perseverance? I'm gonna tie it in, okay? So a past experience where there's a group of people who say, if you quit, then you're a quitter. If you quit, you don't deserve success. If you stop, then therefore you just didn't have what it takes to persevere. My challenge to them is, really? Well, does that mean if I stopped doing that, I'm never allowed to have success in my lifetime? If I stop doing that, I'm not a successful individual. So does that forego, or does that make null and void all the wins that I've gotten in my life to develop a certain skill set or a certain amount of success or been able to attract a following? Does that mean that is null and void now? So when you're posed with information from somewhere outside of your sphere of influence, or you're presented with information that that can challenge you with where you're at, are you going to persevere? Are you going to reach inside and pull that little thing out of you that will allow you to overcome? Are you going to? You know, my commitment in 2018 is to build a foundation for 2019. My commitment in 2017 was to make sure that 2018 was, first of all, that there was something to build on. There was a tremendous amount of mistakes that we learned from 2017. But does that mean that you have what it takes to stick through that adversity? Are you going to be disciplined in those things that you don't want to be disciplined in order to make it happen? So those are my questions. Those are my questions for you. One quick story, and then we're done here. We're actually wrapped up. It's gonna be quick today. It has to do with somebody who did not persevere. It has to do with somebody who cashed it in and decided that, you know what, the path of least resistance was the way for them. Okay. Well, this individual, you never heard their name. This individual, you've probably never known that it was probably somebody who was really close to you. This individual, you never really hear anything about them because they never really make a mark. You never really hear what's going on with them because they just decided that the path of least resistance was probably the way to go, and they didn't decide to leave their mark. They didn't fulfill their purpose. They didn't work hard enough to earn the opportunity to speak. I just hope that's not you this year. Every single one of you has not just the seed of greatness inside of you, not just the capability to just win, but every single one of you, whether you believe it or not, are going to give up on something without talking to somebody about it and potentially drawing whatever success that is there, that exists. You'll just cash in your chips. I hope that when that person runs into the person that you could be, that you just choose not to become that successful individual. And I'm not talking about general success and millions of dollars. What I'm talking about is if you're a sales guy and you're making telephone calls, or if you're posed with a challenge with one of your customers, that you decide to persevere. If you're an entrepreneur and you're going through some times where you can't pay your bills, because every entrepreneur has been there in some way, shape, or form, are you going to be able to evaluate unemotionally, non-emotionally, what success looks like for you? When your children come up to you and they ask you, why don't we have what they observe somebody else having? Are you going to be able to have an answer, or are you going to get defensive and give them a reason or an excuse? The people who persevere will be able to lead this next generation. The people who persevere will be able to lead the next set of leaders, not only in your community, but in this nation. And if they're leading this nation, they're going to lead the world. The people who decide not to persevere, the people who decide to take the shortcut, the easy way out, the path of least resistance, they almost deserve what they get. So my challenge to you now is, are you going to be that person that perseveres? Are you going to be that person that realizes that there's a crappy set of circumstances and they're going to do what they got to do to make it right? We know that you can. I know that you can. It's been a challenge for us, but we're making it happen. So go out and make 2018 your year and make it happen. We're gonna be back. We're gonna be back here relatively soon. Okay, we're gonna be coming back here. We're gonna have some guests here on Knucklehead Podcasts. Got a lot of things in store for you in 2018. I'm excited for you. Hey, listen, a favor. Go share this with some of your friends. Go share this with some people. If you thought that this message was quasi-helpful, you know what? Tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about it. Shoot them a link. Go out on a limb. Let them know about a Marine who was a knucklehead and still is, and is still not afraid to make mistakes, and will walk boldly forward, continuing to make mistakes and saying, you know what, I'm going to learn from these though. That's the saddest thing that's out there. Not being willing to make a mistake or dumb enough to make the same mistake twice. We're not going to do that. So my challenge for you is to go to Instagram, follow Knucklehead Podcast. Go to Facebook, like the Unofficial Knucklehead. And you know what? Go to YouTube. Download and subscribe. Just go there. Just go out there and get the message out there that 2018 is your year. Together, we're gonna have some fun. We're going to talk about some cool stuff. But that's it, guys. Love you. See ya. Knucklehead.